Would you eat salmon-flavored ice cream or use salmon oil on your dog? A Southeast-based seafood competition aims to find out. KSTK's Aaron Bolton has more.
The Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation's Symphony of Seafood competition is nothing new. It's been running for 24 years, but the products contestants enter every year are innovative.
It's a competition for new products made out of Alaska seafood. We have four categories. First two categories are sort of some of our traditional categories, the retail and food service categories.
That's Julie Decker, the foundation's executive director. There's also a Beyond the Plate category, which features products such as salmon leather tote bags and pet oils. The Beyond the Egg category is for roe products.
This year we have two products entered. One is called a Batarga. The full name is Bruce Gore Coho Salmon Batarga. It's actually a dried salmon egg that's shaved, so something you could add on top of a pasta dish or something like that. It's really, really light and flavorful.
But what has to be the most interesting entry this year is candied salmon ice cream.
It's can be pretty polarizing. Sometimes people either love it or they hate it. So we've been trying to work on a recipe with more widespread appeal.
Mark Wheeler co-owns Copa, a Juneau ice cream shop that specializes in odd flavors.
But so we want to use local ingredients, like we make a spruce tip ice cream. We've even made Devil's Club ice cream. And so, you know, salmon is an obvious choice for a local ingredient.
The sockeye salmon is smoked, candied, and folded into ice cream with a caramel ribbon. Wheeler says he's been working on perfecting his creation for a few years and added that it's been logistical issues keeping him from entering the competition.
Yeah, I think my wife was saying, oh, you know, the fish guy, I think they have a challenge shipping fish around the country. Well, try shipping ice cream from Alaska. It's not easy.
Contestants like Wheeler compete against companies large and small, but it's a 10-judge panel that'll make the final call in Seattle on January 25th. Products are judged based on packaging, presentation, and obviously taste if it's edible. Winners of each category will go on to Seafood Expo North America in Boston, where they can show off their product to the greater industry.
And we provide them with booth space, and, you know, they get to show off their product, and sometimes they walk away from that event with new sales contracts in hand. So it's a pretty cool and valuable event for folks.
Decker added that the development of these products can be quite difficult, but says the value of what they're doing spreads industry-wide.
I mean, it's pushing the edge, you know, increasing value, diversifying markets. If you have always put all of your product in a certain market, and then guess what? There's a trade embargo. You are pretty out of luck. Product and market diversification is really important, you know, for the long-term haul in the seafood industry.
Winners of the competition will be announced in Juneau on February 22nd. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.